Lili Nishmas of Konimis Kamish Ben Reli Melech. Shabbos, Perek Yud, Mishnah Aleph. Hamatznil Lezera. If a person puts aside something, whether it's to plant, Uledugma, or let's say he's a mocher and he wants to use it as an example to show to people, so like it's the display model, Vila Rafua, or he puts it away for Rafua, Votziu B'Shabbos, and he takes it out on Shabbos, Chayiv B'chol Shehu. He's Chayiv in any amount. Like we've said, and I think it was Perek Zayin, that if a person goes out of his way to be matznia something, then it's a kol shu. Everybody else, it's the shir. As the Mishnah says, v'chol odom ein chayiv alav ela kishuro. But anybody else is not chayiv unless it's the shir that is the general shir that people use it for, like the Mishnahis have been saying. But if a person actually uses it for his own needs, for any of these examples, and even something that's not normally used, or the shear is not a normal shear, but he actually uses it for that amount, or uses an item that's not normally used, so then he's chayv in any amount. Now the case that Rav explains we're dealing with over here is where if a person, let's say, did that, so he uses something for his own needs, and he forgot that it was set aside for that. So he didn't have it in mind anymore when Shabbos came, and then he carried it out on Shabbos. So now he's chayiv, even though it's a very tiny amount, because his initial thought about this item was that even a small amount of the item had an important use for him, unlike everybody else. So until he actually uproots that thought from his mind, he would be chayiv. But how does he uproot that thought? How does he now become like everybody else that he would need the shiurim of the previous Mishnais on this article? So the Mishnah tells us, chazer v'hichniso, if he actually changes his mind, and now he brings it back. Let's see, he comes back from Shisra Rabim into Shisra Yochid, but when he's coming back, he says, you know what? This thing is just really not as important to me anymore. I'm not using it for medicine, for example. I'm using it for everything else, and I'm actually going to bring it back to my house now to put it away with all the other stuff. But I'm not setting it aside for medicine anymore. So now he's no longer chayiv, he's like everybody else, and he'd only be chayiv if he would have the shiurim that everybody else would be chayiv for. And the case the Rav uses is, let's say he had in mind to plant it, even a small amount. Since he changed his mind from planting it, I just use an example of refuah, but since he changed his mind, batla machshavto, varehu kakol adam. So his machshava, his initial thought, was batal, and now he's like everybody else.